So, in last week's episode, I had the pleasure of speaking to Adam Shoeblade from Podcasting Business School, and he shared with us a really cool strategy that he teaches and leverages himself that is called, that he calls a limited podcast series funnel. And I was really, really intrigued by this because as part of the Honey Trap Method, if anyone's been following any of the training inside of our Facebook group, one big part of it in terms of getting leads and clients from your content is what I call the bridge funnel. And the limited podcast series funnel that he was speaking about is actually a really, really great example of a bridge funnel, somewhere that you can send people to not only collect email addresses because we want to build our list, but actually to nurture them into a sale. It was actually a conversion funnel as such. And Adam actually left us some homework to do on this episode, which is three things which we're going to get into. It's going to, we need to decide on for our own limited podcast series funnel, what the offer's going to be, what the topics are we're going to be talking about in this limited podcast series, and what the name of it is going to be. So if you are intrigued by how we're going about implementing this, and you know, you at least just want some ideas on how you're going to implement this yourself, then hang with us. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, and this is Win the Content Game. Hey, Bonner.
Hey.
You weren't ready for that, were you?
I wasn't ready.
Okay, so this is going to be a kind of a brainstorming episode, which is going to be a ton of fun for anyone listening to this.
What do you mean? I love our brainstorm.
It's just going to be a lot of silences and us looking into distance as we think.
So definitely watch this on YouTube, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so, oh, that's an ambulance going past. So there's three. So Adam sent us some homework. We need to decide on three things that we're hopefully going to get to by the end of this episode. One is the offer that we're trying to get people to at the end, by the end of the limited podcast series funnel, our one, right?
Yep.
By the end of it, what is the offer that we want to make, or to at least start to seed with people so that they are intrigued by it?
Mm-hmm.
What are the topics that we're going to be talking about on this limited series podcast funnel?
Yep.
And what is the name? And he did go into, so the great thing about this particular strategy is that it's not only a great bridge funnel by way of, hey, when I'm like on a podcast episode or anything, I can be like, go check out this limited series podcast funnel, but in and of itself, it is actually super discoverable on the podcast players. So we're going to go into a little bit of how we might start thinking about it, at least.
Love it.
From our perspective. Okay, so let's get into the offer, shall we?
Yeah.
Number one, what is the offer that we want to get people to be intrigued by through this limited podcast series funnel? So I think it's kind of pretty simple for us.
Well, we've done a good job of, you know, scaling down all the offers.
Gosh, yes. By the way, if you are kind of banging your head against the wall trying to figure out what offer, then you probably have either too many offers or no offer at all. So that's fun.
That's usually where people end up, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good exercise actually to do this, to figure out whether or not, if it's pretty simple for you to land on the one offer that you're going to actually lead people to, then hey, well, good job done. If you're struggling with this step, then, you know, maybe
back to the drawing board.
Okay, so for us, we essentially have, like, right now, I guess, in the way that we think about Capshow, we have two main offers. And, you know, in the world of, if you are in the ClickFunnels world or any kind of coaching sort of offer world, then you would know there's the value ladder that gets talked about.
Yeah.
So for us, we have two steps right now
in our
value ladder. Yeah. So one is obviously our software,
which
now people can go sign up for a free trial to. So you can go and do that to check out Capshow Next Gen. So that's our kind of our base offer, our core offer. And then what we have above that is what we call Capshow Club.
Mm.
And funny, it's actually not a funny story. Funny story.
Which is not funny at all.
Do I know the story?
Yes, you've been intimately involved
in this story.
I just don't know which story you're going to pull out.
No. Well, before we actually even had our Capshow Next Gen core offer available for
the
people.
The software itself.
Yeah, the software itself. We actually launched with this offer, which is Capshow Club.
Yeah.
And we did it at a ridiculous price to, you know, get our initial people in, who we love. We love this community.
Our founding members.
And then since then, you know, the prices, since we've, you know, are launching our now core offer, the prices of Capshow Club are actually going up. So
I think this is Capture Club in itself is actually a no-brainer offer for this limited series podcast funnel, because it is more than just a software by in terms of it has the training, it has the hackathons, and it's actually really, really cool to, I guess, like, be surrounded almost weekly by the people doing it, actually playing the content game and winning the content game. Because with the training and the hands-on support that we're offering, they're actually getting really, really great results. And so we can, I think, hand on heart stand behind this offer of the Capture Club.
Yeah. And I also think that given the Capture Club is yet more than the software is just one of the tools, I guess, in your toolkit that you get. People who are listening to this content, this podcast or this limited series podcast, and, you know, looking for stuff like this, actually investing the time, already kind of pre-qualify themselves in a way for the club, because they're looking for education, they're looking for community, they're looking for how else they might be able to improve what they're already doing, or maybe they don't know where to start. So I think that's all the more reason why the club makes sense. And for people who may not want the club, they now are aware and they might check out Capture, just the tool, and that's still a win
that's
for
cool.
us.
So come try Capture Next Gen for free. Okay, cool. So Capture Club, I think, makes a ton of sense. So let's just quickly recap what's part of the Capture Club.
So as part of Capture Club, you get access to the software, so monthly access to Capture Next Gen, which is blowing people's minds right now. So that's a given. But alongside that, you also get weekly access to our training. So every week we do training on the Honey Trap method, which is basically Deidre's framework and the basically your game plan to play and really win the content game. And we define winning the content game as actually being able to get leads from your content versus just using it as something that you put out there for people to hopefully see. So you actually get detailed training on the Honey Trap method that we break down every single week. But actually the main value is straight after the training, we actually have our weekly hackathons, which is a closed room session just for Capture Club members, where we actually implement the training. And obviously the training and the software are very closely related, because the software actually helps you implement the Honey Trap method. So we'll be hands-on with you every week as part of these hackathons to use the software, implement the training for your business and your content so that you can start to get results.
I mean, that's a no-brainer offer.
Yeah. So crazy.
All right. Okay.
Capture Club's great.
Okay. So as part of the limited series podcast funnel, I know that when Adam was talking about it, each episode of the limited series is actually a breakdown of, I guess, the strategy. And so if we go into number two, so that's our offer number one. We've locked it in.
Did our homework.
Yeah. Okay. Capture Club is the offer. Number two is now that we need to figure out other topics that we're going to be talking about on this podcast funnel. And I think for us, I mean, I feel like we've done a lot of the heavy lifting already, but I want to, like, you know, bounce this back and forth with you because, you know, as you said, we do teach the Honey Trap method inside of Capture Club, and it just makes sense, I think, for the podcast funnel to just be about the Honey Trap method.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good.
That's short episode. We're done. I will say, because the Honey Trap method, how many parts to it would you say?
So there's the, quick breakdown of the Honey Trap method. Let's do it. We always start with our content event. That's the beginning of it. And a content event is any kind of long form audio or video content that we're creating. And it can be an event by way of it's a live event. So it could be a live stream, it could be a live webinar, even anything like that. Or it could be a pre-recorded something that the event itself is the publishing of it. So it's going live still on a particular date and time. So it could be a podcast, it could be a pre-recorded YouTube video. So really any kind of long form audio video content that you're creating, that is what I deem your content event. The whole purpose of that content event is actually to send people to your bridge funnel. That's why, you know, the last episode with Adam was so important, because the bridge funnel, I think, is where a lot of people get tripped up around, because there's so many options and can get quite overwhelming.
Yes.
And, you know, when I say that we have done all of it,
it's literally like all of them.
And I think we invented a few categories as well, too. We're like, sure, let's do that.
It's a great way to get people to convert,
right? And so the bridge funnel, which I actually did a really cool training in the Facebook group on, where I kind of, am I allowed to say it's really cool?
You're laughing at me.
I think you're allowed.
Yeah, am I allowed?
It just threw me into it. Yeah.
Okay.
It is very cool.
It's not uncool.
It was very
Very cool training. Yeah.
Very cool training. Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to be right back after this short ad break. All right. Okay. I keep getting told off by my team that we've got to add an ad break somewhere. Okay. Well, why not?
Now's a good time.
Yeah, as we are talking about how cool my training was on the bridge funnel.
Look, that was a hook. I'm excited to hear about the cool training. Anyway, I did go into what I call the bridge funnel matrix. So if you want to get that, come join our group.
Now the matrix is very cool, I will say.
See?
Very cool.
As in, wait, the matrix, like the show, the movie, or no, like the bridge funnel matrix?
Okay.
This is how old we are that is still a reference for us.
I think Gen Z is watching this like, who?
Yeah, what is this matrix that you speak about?
Google Keanu Reeves.
You're welcome.
Okay, so if you do want to, actually, all jokes aside, if you want to catch that training on the bridge funnel matrix, then come join the group. And if you can't find it, then just ask a question of, hey, where's the really cool training that about?
And Bonner and I
looking for the matrix.
To the right
training. Anyway, so yeah, the bridge funnel matrix was all about actually breaking down all the different types of bridge funnels that you can lead people to. And almost like how to make the decision on which one or two to actually focus your efforts on.
Yep.
So that's what that training was about.
Yeah.
And then on either side of the content event is really where we are starting to amplify your reach and your discoverability with more content, with content marketing. And so on one side, we have the pull content, what I call the pull content, which is pulling content from your content event, i.e. repurposing, but in a way that actually pulls people back to your content event.
Yeah.
Or really to any other, it could even be to a bridge funnel.
Yeah. Wherever you want
them, the intention to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is following, you know, a core part of that is Katie Beakley's four post social media strategy, if it's on social media. And then, you know, extending that is when we went and want to get into search-based, you know, we buy blog posts and YouTube and stuff, then we have, you know, other strategies around that. So that's one part of it. And then on the other part, we have what I call the push content, which is how do we actually, even before your content event, push people to actually want to come to that content event? And so, yeah, that's, I feel like we could even break down each of the episodes by like, or even into the granular. So, you know, pull content, for example, if we follow Katie Blinkley's four post social media strategy, there's actually four posts. So that could actually be four different.
Yeah. So depending on, I think, how short and like specific we want to be,
yeah,
we could break it down almost each component of those main things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. So we have like the content event.
First one.
The bridge funnel, which maybe do we do like even two episodes there? So one on the bridge funnel matrix to decide which one we want to focus on, and then one on how to use a content event to actually promote that bridge funnel or to drive people to that bridge funnel.
Yep. That's three.
That's three already. Yep. Then we have the pull content, which I guess for now we just focus on the four post social media strategy, which isn't including short form video yet. So when we maybe that would be a bonus.
Yep,
for now. Okay, so that's seven.
Yeah.
And then we have the evergreen, so blog posts, and then maybe even one on how to turn YouTube into something more searchable.
Mm, yeah.
No, we haven't done that yet.
We haven't.
Yeah.
Well, that's homework as well.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's nine.
So that's one. So it's, we're at 10 now.
10. Okay.
And then the push content is, there's three parts to it, to the samey strategy. So that's 13.
Yeah.
13 episodes?
Lucky number 13. It's Ash's favorite number, for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, so let us know. Let us know in the, where can people let us know? Where can we send them to?
Oh, so there will be a link where you can send us a voice message, actually.
We don't have voice messages.
Yes.
We love voice messages.
Please send us a voice message and tell us if you think actually that those topics sound, and that breakdown of the topics for our limited series podcast funnel actually is something that you might want to listen to.
Yeah.
Because, hey, anyone listening to this, you are our audience, so we want to hear from you, okay? Like, tell us if that is actually something that you would listen to.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's step number two. So we have step number one, which is the offer, which is going to be Capture Club.
Yep.
Step number two is the breakdown of the topics, which we've just broken down. So we've
got 13 parts.
And then we have the name. So this is the third part of the homework that Adam gave us, which is to come up with names. And I know that Adam was saying that we need to be really intentional here to lean into what the keywords are that people might be searching to even find this. And this is what makes this particular type of bridge funnel really cool, as I said before, is it's not just a way to lead your people from,
you know, not really knowing about what it is you do or what your strategy is, to like, oh my gosh, I really like this strategy.
Mm.
I can do this and I can do it with these people.
Yes.
Take my money.
is
where we want to get them to. So, that, you know, but the really cool thing about this bridge funnel is that in and of itself, it is searchable in the podcast
plan. Mm-hmm.
And the way they become searchable is to actually put the keywords that people are going to search for,
yes,
to find this as part of the, definitely the first word, and if not first, but second word as well. So
this part is hard.
This is the part where we were anticipating there'd be lots of silences and
this part is hard though.
We need thinking music. We need thinking music on.
And does Adam have any thoughts on how long it should be? Like a 3 to 5 words?
He, you know what? He was actually like, the whole, it's a total fallacy to be like, people are like, do 4 words, do 3 words. He's like, it really doesn't matter. Okay. You know, he's, as long as you put the most potent, the most
important one,
as the first one and two, it can be as long as you want. So okay. I think his, for example, is podcast monetization tips for coaches, consultants, and service providers, which is, you know, pretty long.
On the longer side,
but it's got
very descriptive and tells you
exactly
what it is and who it's for.
Exactly.
So, interesting. Okay.
We're going to steal for coaches, consultants, and service providers. Just letting you know, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
We're definitely not talking podcast monetization tips, but we are talking, I guess, lead gen
from your content.
From organic content.
Yeah.
Organic content. Organic lead gen. Yeah, but I don't know if people actually search that.
And that's the thing, I think. This is just this is always where we get stuff on the marketing side. I think we come up with marketing messages that resonate when people see them.
Yes.
But what? How do they search for those things? Mm. They're probably not calling it organic lead generation.
No.
If you are, let us know. Yeah. But
lead generation. I know that some of the marketing message that we use that it's been resonating with people is get more clients from your content.
Yes.
But I don't think people are searching get clients. Get clients from content.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, can you help us? Dear listener, please, we need help. You can tell. Can you leave us a voice message and tell us what you would search?
Gotcha.
If you're looking for some resources in and around the topics that we spoke about, because we're at a loss. Mm. I mean, we'll do our own homework. We'll do the normal thing of going to Google and putting in the search bar and et cetera, et cetera. But like, yeah,
I'd love to learn from you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we want to almost start from the end, from you first, and then work backwards around, okay, are there any other search terms that could come off the back of that?
So
please let us know. Leave us a voice message. Even if you just say hi. We'd love to hear your lovely voice. no, please, just don't say hi. Please also tell us the answer to this.
You've already made the effort to start the recording. Just give us some answers. Yeah,
exactly. All right, so we didn't quite get our homework done, but I think by next episode, we will have done our homework.
Yes. I think, you know, we got like 90% of the way there.
Yeah.
The name's always the hardest, but I think you've given us some ideas.
Yeah, it is.
We've got the second part of the name down.
Yes, and we've asked for help. So we're phoning a friend in. So please, friends, phone in. Please pick up. And yeah, I think that we've got a real, really solid foundation. Now, Adam did say, I think in the last episode, I was like, oh my gosh, my team is going to hate me if we commit ourselves to actually doing this like end to end by the time we speak to him next. So he was like, okay, this is your homework. We've done 90% of our homework.
Yes.
And now we're going to run this past him in the next episode, get his feedback, also ask him any questions around, you know, any of the roadblocks that we ran into. So also, if you do have any other questions about this particular strategy, then you know what to do. Leave us a voice message.
It's going to be a long voice message, but we are excited to hear from you.
And then after that, I think it's all guns blazing to actually record the thing and implement it and do it. So we'll keep you updated as to how we're going. I'm sure that we will be talking about it as one of our bridge funnels. So we're excited. We're excited to have this thing go live. All right. Thanks for joining us.
This was fun.
This was fun. My name is Deidre Shen.
I'm Bonnie Rye.
And as always, stay intelligently lazy.